We will be out in force this weekend, and as always, they'll be applying a zero tolerance approach. We have been facilitated by the court service. There are three special sittings of the district court in relation to any issues that come up over the weekend, Greg, and we will be utilising that as we do every year. And you don't want to be one of them people arrested and kept in custody overnight and having to sit in front of the district court in the morning. You know, every year a small minority of people appear to have no interest in the rally itself, and they just land for, you know, driving dangerously and showing off and, you know, taking risks and risking their own lives and the lives of others. And, you know, if these people value their licence, then they need to leave the rally to the competitors and not on the public road. And I suppose one of the main things we can do as parents and guardians is to talk to our young people. Like, it's also our responsibility to make sure they're, I suppose, equipped with the right maybe decision making, you know, guidance to make the right decisions on the road and not be influenced by peers, or, you know, to make sure that they're well aware not to be under the influence of any kind of intoxicant drugs or drink. Always to wear their seatbelt and not to get involved in reckless or speeding behaviour on the road, Greg. So, yeah, parents and guardians, we have a responsibility to make sure that our young people are equipped. And I want to say young people, Greg, you know, we don't like profiling people, but I can tell you now, it's blatantly obvious. It's young fellas in their late teens and early 20s is the people that have been arrested every year. So it'll be the same this year again, unfortunately.
Yeah, and, you know, it only takes one poor decision, a split second, and it's all over.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, we're no strangers to having disasters here, Greg, you know.
So, yes, it'll be out in force. There's already scheduled sitting of the court, so no one's going to be overrun and you'll get away with it. Presumably the tinted windows, noisy exhausts, modified cars, all that stuff will be looked at as well.
Of course, Greg, as is the norm, but yeah, but the fact that there'll be so many traffic corps, Gardaí in place, the Garda helicopter's up for the weekend as well, and it'll be there operating day and night. And if anybody needs to contact the guards, you know, you can contact any Garda station or in an emergency, contact 999 or 112.